Welcome to the AADE7 Self-Care Behaviors podcast series. This podcast on healthy eating is produced by the American Association of Diabetes Educators, based on materials originally developed through an educational grant from Eli Lilly and Company. If you've just learned that you have diabetes or pre-diabetes, you probably have a lot of questions about what you can or can't eat. Do you wonder if you can ever have your favorite food again? What happens when you are eating at a restaurant or a friend's house? Do you have to change your whole diet just because you have diabetes? The answer is no. There is nothing that you can't eat. You don't have to give up your favorite foods or stop eating at restaurants. But it is important to know that everything you eat has an effect on your blood sugar. Learning to eat regular meals, controlling the amount you eat, and making healthy food choices can help you manage your diabetes better and prevent other health problems. Some skills are more complex, but your diabetes educator or dietitian can help you learn about counting carbohydrates, reading food labels, measuring the amount of a serving, developing a practical meal plan, preventing high or low blood sugar, and setting goals for healthy eating. You should pick one or two of these skills and discuss them with your healthcare provider. Did you know that there are only three main types of nutrients in food? They are carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. A healthy meal will include all three types. People with diabetes often believe they can't have sugar, but this is not true. Sugar is just another carbohydrate and can fit into a meal plan. Sugary foods, however, do not have the same nutrition as grains or vegetables and can often be high in fat and calories. It's best to limit sugar-containing foods to small portions and be sure to count the carbohydrates toward the total recommended in your meal plan. Now, here are words that are important in understanding healthy eating. Carbohydrate, aka carbs, is one of the three main types of nutrients found in food. Bread, pasta, rice, fruits, vegetables, especially starchy vegetables such as potatoes, corn, peas, and dried beans, milk, and sweets are all carbs. Don't forget that carbohydrates can be found in beverages too. A portion is how much of a food you eat. A meal plan is a guide for healthy eating developed with your healthcare provider. Hypoglycemia means low blood sugar. Hyperglycemia, on the other hand, means high blood sugar. Here are two quick tips for healthy eating. First, remember to eat breakfast every day. Breakfast helps begin the calorie burning process that provides you with energy. Include small snacks between meals as part of your daily intake to help keep your body going. Second, space your meals throughout the day. Going too long without eating may result in excessive hunger, which can lead to overeating later on. Try to eat every 4 to 5 hours during waking hours. Now, here is an exercise to help you think about healthy eating habits. First, think about three words that describe what you think when you hear the phrase healthy eating. Next, think about what you ate for dinner last night. Then, think about whether there is anything you could have done to make your meal healthier. Think about what the hardest part about healthy eating is. What's the best part about healthy eating? Keep these thoughts in the back of your mind for your next snack or meal. When you are planning your meals, you should keep in mind that a healthy meal plan should include complex carbohydrates, such as whole grain bread, fiber, which is found in beans, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, lean protein, such as chicken without skin or fish, lots of vegetables, especially the green leafy ones, and a limited amount of heart-healthy fats, such as olive, peanut, or canola oil, walnuts, almonds, and flaxseed. A good first step in planning a healthy meal is to follow the plate method of meal planning, which includes a healthy balance of foods and controlled portions. Visually divide your plate into four sections. For lunch or dinner, Fill half the plate with non-starchy vegetables, such as greens, green beans, broccoli, cabbage. A quarter of the plate should contain meat or other protein, for example, fish, eggs, low-fat cheeses, cottage cheese, beans, or legumes. And the last quarter of the plate should contain starch, such as a potato or whole grain bread. And now, on the side of the plate, include an 8-ounce glass of low-fat milk or a small piece of fruit. We hope this inspires you to talk with your diabetes educator or other healthcare provider about additional ways to eat healthy. To learn more and find a diabetes educator near you, please visit AADE online at www.diabeteseducator.org.